This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Steve Miggs, as I understand, you watched something recently that you wanted to, you know, get our reaction to.
Yeah, I was watching Jimmy Kimmel, and he interviewed Governor Tim Walz. And while they were talking, they brought up the whole fact that he kind of coined the weird phrase. I mean, obviously, people have been calling each other weird forever. It's just been a term that everyone has used, but it's kind of become like a buzzword as of late, and he was kind of one of the first to start that. So Jimmy had a fun segment where he quizzed Tim on what he thinks is what he would think is weird or not weird. So I grabbed the audio and I want to see what you guys think, since we are the resident weirdos here, and figure out whether or not we think something is weird or not. So are you ready?
Of course.
All right, let's go.
You know what? I have a little quiz for you. Help us decide what is weird or what is not weird. Weird or not weird? Families wearing matching pajamas at Christmas time.
All right. Taryn.
Not weird.
Why do you sound so embarrassed about that?
Because I do it.
I also don't think it's weird. I think my wife thinks it's weird, because every time I suggest it, she conveniently forgets to make it happen. And anytime I bring up, I'll buy them, she's like, no, we're good. We're good. Just wear whatever. Danny, weird or not weird?
Not weird at all.
Not weird at all.
Actually, we were talking about getting matching Halloween pajamas this year, since I will be spending Halloween with Lily. And we were like so stoked about it.
I think it's because we don't observe Christmas. We just celebrate Halloween on December 25th.
Also true.
Oh, not weird.
Not weird.
No.
Wearing a shirt in the pool. Weird or not weird?
All right.
Weird. Pop the top, baby.
I thought it was weird for the longest time, and I never put two and two together that for some people, like, they're battling like certain skin conditions or skin cancer or things along those lines, and they want to protect themselves to the utmost amount, so they wear them. I haven't done that since I was a kid, though, because I feel like it looks weird.
I mean, bodies are bodies. You know, obviously, if it's for a medical reason, do it. But bodies are bodies.
All right, Danny, weird or not weird?
Weird. I agree with Taryn 100% on that one.
Think it's weird. Let's see what Tim said.
Not weird. I am who I am.
Apparently he does it.
People who ask you to take your shoes off in the house, is that weird or not weird?
Oh, I think this is the one where we're not going to agree.
I mean, I don't find that weird, but I am not a shoes off house. So if you come to my house, I will not ask you to take your shoes off.
I always feel so weird now, because at our house, it's shoes off. And it wasn't my choice. I was just like, whatever, I don't care. If you take your shoes off, take your shoes off. But my wife is like a clean freak and she does the cleaning. So if that makes her happy, I'm in for it. But now when I go to somebody's house, I'm like taking my shoes off. Like, hey, what are you doing? You can keep your shoes on. I'm like, I don't know how to exist in this world with my shoes on in a house.
It's not weird.
Well, Danny wears his shoes, so I know his answer.
Yeah, it's totally weird when they ask you to take off your shoes.
Would you do it, though, if somebody asked you to?
Unfortunately, yeah.
turn around and leave.
I don't like being in the house, though, with my shoes. Like, especially like in a stranger's house. I'm like, no, I don't want my shoes off. Like,
is it a fear that your feet stink?
No. My feet are immaculate.
Is it a fear that you're going to get tickled and you don't realize it?
No, it's just I don't like I feel exposed.
What do you say?
No, not weird either.
Oh, okay. All right. Tofurky.
Tofurky. Danny?
Totally weird. If you're going to be vegetarian, you can't eat fake meat.
What? Why not?
Because I said.
What if you want something that's phallic-shaped like a sausage? But you don't want to have actual meat?
Yeah. No. Nope.
I think it's weird.
Thank you.
As a plant-based weirdo, I think tofurky is the worst. I think it's super weird.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We've been combing through our voice messages, and we got a pretty heavy one from a listener on the Odyssey app. Check it out.
Hey, guys. My wife of 6 years recently passed away in a tragic car accident. It was super unexpected. A few days after she passed, I received her belongings from the hospital, including her cell phone. And as I was going through her accounts to shut things down, I found out that she's been having an affair with someone for the past 2 years.
Oy.
2 years?
That's why, I mean, I hope that's not happening, but like, if you got the cell phone, part of me was just like, I know you want to know, but part of me is like, just put it away.
Yeah.
I don't want to, it's when I, you know what I mean?
It's not going to change anything,
right,
to get like, more information.
I'd rather not have that information. That's got to be hard because you're already mourning the loss of someone you love, and then you find out information that would just completely rock you in a whole different way.
I'm really heartbroken. I really don't want to go to her funeral now, but I also don't want to tell her family because they think the best of her, and I don't want to ruin that, especially in their time of mourning. But I know it'll be suspicious if I don't go. I'm really at a loss on what to do.
You really, there's no, you can't be like, oh, I got to go do a work thing, or I got to, you know, I got another thing I got to attend. People are like, that's your wife. Why aren't you at the funeral?
Yeah.
What do you guys think I should do? Would you go?
I mean, I would go. I think you can't measure the, you know, your love and your relationship on what you found out after the fact that happened for the past 2 years, right before she passed away. You know what I mean? I think he's got to go.
Yeah, you go. I think don't even touch a lick of alcohol. You know what I mean? Because like you think about some people after a few drinks, things get a little looser and maybe you get a little more emotional. Next thing you know, you're showing people and you're like that. I think that just goes down a really rough road. But I think you go, you put a game face on, you get through it, it's going to suck. But, you know, like you said, like you don't want to, you sounds like you care about her family and the people that loved her. You don't want to rock their world as well. Nothing, that information, I don't know, I'm not a therapist. I'm not telling you the right thing to do. But I don't think that information is going to help anybody. And it sucks that you have to have that information now with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I agree with you, though. Don't have the booze. That might make somebody a little loosey-goosey.
Especially if like you're dealing with those kind of emotions. And I know like there's some times like, great, like my dad didn't do anything on that level, but like, you know, it was tough growing up with my dad. And there, I met a lot of people, and I love my dad. And it was heartbreaking, you know, when he passed away, and we went to the funeral and all that. But there were some people that were coming up that I never met, and they wanted to almost bond emotionally with me about he was like a second dad to me, and blah blah blah, and like all this stuff. I'm like, I don't even know who the F you are. Like, you know what I mean? If I had a few drinks, I might have said something like, hey, lady, go F yourself. Like, he didn't raise you.
Yeah.
He was like, he was nice to you when you're in your 30s. Like, it's a completely different thing.
Not the same.
Yeah,
not the same at all.
Let's pump the brakes on, like, you're trying to pretend to be my sister. I don't know who you are.
Well, and I know that you found out after your dad passed away just how many things he bought online and how much he loved As Seen on TV opportunities.
Including hip-hop dance
Hip-hop abs.
But I mean, on the serious side, we also found out my dad was not nearly as tightened up financially as we thought he was, because he seemed like he always came off like he had his crap together. Didn't even have a will. And it was like, you know, my brother and I were just so angry, because it's like it just added more steps to have to make sure that our mom is taken care of, when it's like, Dad, your health was bad. You knew all this stuff, but we didn't know that until he passed.
So we want to hear from those who have been through something similar to this. 206-803-ROCK. Have you ever found something out about a loved one after they passed away? And how did you handle that information coming to you?
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are just joining us today, we got a voice message on the Odyssey app from a listener who found out some pretty heavy information about his wife after she passed away.
A few days after she passed, I received her belongings from the hospital, including her cell phone. And as I was going through her accounts to shut things down, I found out that she's been having an affair with someone for the past 2 years. I really don't want to go to her funeral now, but I also don't want to tell her family because they think the best of her. But I know it'll be suspicious if I don't go. I'm really at a loss on what to do.
So what about you, Rockaholics? Have you ever found out something about a loved one after they passed? And how did you handle that information? 206-803-ROCK.
We do have some very conflicting text messages that we'll definitely get to in a couple of minutes, but I believe Rose is on the phone.
We have Rose from Tacoma. Tell us what you found out about your son.
Good morning, you guys.
What's up, Rose?
all the morning chores. So I found out that my son had two girlfriends when he was fighting leukemia. They were both girls that he had dated in high school. One was, you know, when he was about 15, 16, they broke up. He started dating this other girl. They broke up and then he got sick and started talking to both of them and basically had both of them on the hook as his girlfriend. And when I found out, I was like, buddy, what are you doing?
Man, see, this is the moment where I'd be a terrible parent. Could be like, high five. Like, you know, you're dealing with so much crap in your life. Might as well just have fun.
Yeah. But he was too sick to, you know, do stuff.
Right. But I mean, at least I would imagine they were bringing his spirits up just by communicating with them.
Yeah, I have another really funny story about one of the times he was in the hospital and one of them visited. That's a whole nother therapy session. But about a week before he passed and we were still having a lot of hope that we were going to get him better and everything, I was like, what are you doing? Like, you got to pick one. And he was like, when I get better, I'll choose one. And I'm like, all right, like, this is your spider web, you're in it to win it, I guess. And then he passed, and you know, he's been gone now a little over 3 years, and they pretty much feud over who he loved more.
I was gonna ask you that question. Were they aware that they were both, you know, his girlfriend at some point? Did they come to you then to kind of get closure?
They found out that he was, air quotes, dating both of them after he passed. So they were the ones that found out after his passing that both of them were, you know, in his pocketbook. And, you know, he was super young, and we find it really beneficial for the dork squad, as I call them, to get together for events. You know, we do a Dorksmas thing at Christmas, and we get together for his birthday and stuff like that. And these two girls typically show up, and, you know, there's a little bit of side wrangling to kind of keep them moderately separate across the living room.
Rose, do you have one that's the favorite for you?
Maybe.
What a Ma'am, that is some crazy stuff that was left in your lap. Like, you have to, like, navigate these two girls that will forever have, like, a connection but don't like each other because of it.
Right. And mind you, he was 21 when he passed. So, like, everybody's young. They've got a lifetime to heal over this. But, yes, the one that he went to prom with, she has been my house sitter when I travel for work. And
oh, so that's the one you like more. Yeah.
The other one, you know, she's a nice enough girl.
She's okay.
She just is a little bit extra, but, you know.
So he was dating Sarah? Hey, Rose, I do have a question because we're looking at the text message. I feel like maybe you would be in a better spot to be able to comment on this because some people are just saying, hell no, sure. Don't go and tell her family she betrayed your trust, regardless of whether she passed away. Another person's like, screw her. I tell everybody in the funeral with screenshots. Another person says, it's not going to help anybody. You don't need to share that info. It doesn't mean to be shouted from a mountain. Should be kept to himself. Put yourself in this person's shoes. Would you let other family members know that the person that they loved was not necessarily on the up and up, or would you just kind of keep that to yourself?
Not her family. I mean, you could trust your family with it, but not her family. Why cause them more pain and suffering? And for the love of God, go to therapy. Mm-hmm. For real.
And somebody brought up, what if that guy shows up to the funeral?
That would be a little dramatic. I mean, I will say that at my son's memorial, there was a moderate amount of drama between my girls.
Oh boy.
Well, Rose, we love you. And even a text message said, I love Rose. She lost her son, but she's still laughing and joking about the girlfriends.
Yes.
And has a great attitude and a great spirit. Rose is definitely one of our favorite people.
We love you, Rose.
The Daily Mix Show.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.